I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Ruidoso and Lincoln County. New Mexico public school students headed back to school on Monday under the governor's hybrid in-person learning mandate. I spoke with Ruidoso Municipal School District Superintendent Dr. George Bickert on how day one went.
Ruidoso Middle School and Ruidoso High School both welcomed over 150 students on campus today for Blue Days. Everything went very, very well. Students did a great job wearing their masks and staying social distanced. And on a regular day, Ruidoso Middle School would be around 475. Ruidoso High School would be around 550.
Oh, wow.
So,
wow.
You know, we have a significant number of students electing to stay completely online.
Mm-hmm.
And so both schools will have anywhere from 300 to 350 students in hybrid as we move forward. And
right.
Then, you know, split that in half, we're looking at 150 to 175 or so.
And that was the good news, but not so good coming from Santa Fe on Monday at the state legislature, where an educational bill to give school districts control of their districts and to have students return to a five-day classroom schedule was tabled. Minority floor leader Jim Townsend says they haven't given up on the bill.
Working on trying to get it off table and get it back, but it's up there.
In charge of the news for Ruidoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tom A. Reese.